providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Back, top of the hour news. At least we didn't go to war in the last 5 minutes or so. Jimmy, got a question for you. Can you wrap up the last segment? We were talking again about government censorship, but I don't think we brought it to a proper close. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight some of the other organizations that were involved in this, working with the government, with the FBI, with the CIA, with other agencies, with the State Department, with Department of Defense overall, with CISA, the Computer Infrastructure Security Agency. There's groups like the ABS. Aspen Institute, the Atlantic Council's DRF Lab, New America, and of course I mentioned NewsGuard and Graphica, as well as what the Stanford, Internet Observatory. Well, these are U.S.-funded groups that are silencing and recommending silencing to the tech companies, which puts a cutout between the official government offices and the tech companies, although we will see, and we have seen with a lot of information that in fact the FBI was going directly to Twitter. They actually paid Twitter about $3.5 million in order to help them with censorship, and some of these things they were censoring were legitimate and clearly identifiable factual information. So this is a huge issue for our government and for individual freedom and choice. What Matt Taibbi has labeled this in his testimony this week is the censorship industrial complex. And you remember, I'll call it the sick, these are sick issues. Censorship industrial complex. And that's kind of a play off the military industrial complex. And I've been calling it the TIC, the technological industrial complex. We are slowly working towards slaves of tech masters and billionaires that influence the government, and the government who pays those billionaires in order to do their bidding, to take away choice, to take away free speech, to take away honest debate. You cannot stop rumors and bad information. In fact, the First Amendment is specifically designed to protect about information you don't like or you don't agree with it. So this is, to me, probably the most important issue for our future of America. And of course, this is one major problem and has a lot of symptomatic problems out there that are a result of censorship, like what happened to General Michael Flynn, which I'd like to talk a little bit about in this segment as he files this $50 million lawsuit against the federal government for false prosecution.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, Jimmy. What are the odds of him winning that lawsuit, in your opinion?
So the lawsuit he's filed, he's been very specific on the accusations. There was a lot of things that he could, that the government, that his lawyers could have said to shape this lawsuit, but they were very careful and they constructed the lawsuit very specifically to identify the fact that the false prosecution was based on fraudulent information and government entities, including the FBI, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, they knew it. And basically, it goes back to the information that most of us have heard about if it wasn't censored by the media. And so I truly believe that General Flynn has a very strong chance of winning this case because, and primarily because, he's taking the case outside of Washington, D.C. He's filing it in a district that is outside of Washington, D.C. And that is very helpful. If it was inside Washington, D.C., like his original case with Judge Emmett Sullivan presiding, yeah, he would have no chance of a fair trial. But that's a big part of the accusation of false prosecution if you go into the details of the case.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It seems kind of interesting that we've gotten to the point where you have a respected military general who is suing the government and has a chance of actually winning the lawsuit. It's amazing that something like that is happening in our society, Jim. I just can't believe it.
What's so important is this gets publicly seen, and that the government does pay a price. And and here are the reasons why. You need to go back and remember what happened to General Flynn. So General Flynn was the director of DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. Defense Intelligence Agency is much larger than the CIA. It's a big organization. Okay. I worked for it. I worked for Michael Flynn. He was the boss when I was still an attaché. And I knew Mike Flynn from many years ago when he was a major and I was a captain in special mission and special operations back then. He unbelievably talented, brilliant guy. Very well respected. His problem was he did not massage intelligence to appease the Obama administration, and President Obama and his advisors did not like him for that, so they removed him from the job as director of DIA. And the reason why was he was identifying real problems and not shaping the intelligence in northern Iraq and Syria on ISIS that brought about ISIS.
Yeah.
And that offended the administration, so they fired him. He became the advisor to a number of actual Republican candidates for the campaign, but then eventually became the national security advisor for the Donald Trump campaign, and then as his appointed national security advisor in the White House. The FBI set him up, tried to say that he had a bad conversation with the Russian ambassador. It was a fully legitimate within his realm of responsibilities in the transition period to do it. They lied under oath, and that is proven through the Inspector General's report, and they continued to pursue him, and they convinced Mike Pence and the Trump administration, particularly the Vice President's office, to fire him because Mike Pence said he lied to him, when in fact Mike Pence later said he didn't, but it was too late at that point. Then they prosecuted him for lying under oath, when in fact in the notes in the interview that they said he lied under oath for, they said he did not lie. They found no deception, as well as they gave him no representation, gave him no Miranda rights when they were interviewing him to try to set up a criminal action. All this information is documented through the FBI's Inspector General report. It's all documented in court to the point where the Department of Justice actually withdrew any charges against Mike Flynn. However, the judge, Emmett Sullivan, would not dismiss them and tried to put him, and this is over almost a four-year period, and tried to put him in jail in spite of the Department of Justice knowing there was no justification to go forward with a trial and no justification to charge him on anything. The judge said no, and it was finally Trump pardoned him. So all of this is documented. It was absolutely meticulously reported through numerous agencies. But once again, we go back to this censorship industrial complex, this SIC, if you will. The media, a big percentage of America, still believes that he lied under oath and that he would, you know, and basically defamed this very, very respected war hero. I mean, he's a really, really well-respected guy in the intelligence community up to that point. He was honest, and he told it like it was. And unfortunately for the government, unfortunately for the nation, we had our intelligence agencies as well as our Federal Bureau of Investigation under James Comey doing whatever they could to take Mike Flynn, one of the most competent people on the Trump administration, taking him out of power in order to undermine this government, along with the entire Russian collusion narrative that we saw. So I'm wishing him well.
Yeah, of course you are. I mean, you know, what I don't understand is what we've seen in the last 4 years for sure is a government that's fragmented, a government that's not willing to work both sides of the aisle. And I have to say, I believe the liberals are the real instigators here. I mean, I know you can argue it either way, but when you look at what's going on with people like Mike Flynn, et cetera, et cetera, you realize that both sides of the aisle could not be farther apart. Stick around, we're coming back.